Today, September 26th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. The Insider drops in on the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Here at the Disney Insider, we like a good thrill as much as anyone, so we could hardly resist the siren call of the tower that's been looming over Disney's California Adventure, the Big Tower, the ominous, spooky, tall tower. 13 forbidding stories, to be exact, from which ear-splitting shrieks periodically emanate to alarm the park's guests. Hearts and mouths, we set out to experience the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. After a delicious send-off lunch at the posh Napa Rose restaurant, we strongly recommend that you learn from our experience and dine after your encounter with the tower. We approach the crumbling gates of the Hollywood Tower Hotel. The cracked and blackened plaster of the ornate facade was, well, not reassuring. Neither were the screams of the guests who had gone before us as, elevator load after elevator load, they took the initial plunge. When we wound our way into the hotel lobby, we were so taken with the spooky elegance of the decor that we forgot to ponder what lay ahead. From an abandoned card table in the lobby, complete with a cobwebbed bucket of champagne, to the ornate coffered and painted ceiling, it was redolent of Hollywood glamour gone faded and creepy. The longer we were there, the more details we discovered. But all too soon, it was time to enter the hotel's library for a little date with destiny. We won't spoil it for you, but let's just say that our introduction to the uncanny history of the Hollywood Tower Hotel was not giving us happy thoughts. We began to think fondly of the other things we could have done instead. Another flight over soaring over California, a whirl on the orange stinger, or even a big comforting hug from our pal Mickey Mouse. But there was no turning back now. Although the tower is equipped with plenty of chicken exits for guests who change their minds, we couldn't bring ourselves to use them. We wended our way through a gloomy and clanking boiler room, ever closer to the service elevators that we knew would take us up and down in the tower. Finally, it was our turn. We had carefully avoided learning exactly what happened aboard those elevators so as not to spoil the experience, but we were pretty sure that it wouldn't be a leisurely ascent followed by a pleasant hotel stay and a nice snack from room service. Our cheerfully ghoulish elevator attendant got us settled, and we were off. After the sweating and the cold feet and anticipation, our long-awaited experience was, well, frankly, a blast. We won't ruin the surprise for those of you who haven't taken the plunge yet, but the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror combines the special atmospheric effects that are Disney's specialty with a purely exhilarating physical experience. And unlike any conventional thrill ride we've encountered, the Tower of Terror tells a story. You get to unravel the mystery behind the hotel's closure. And between screams, we did our best to unpuzzle it. Because we were never sure what was coming next, flying up was as surprising and exciting as dropping. And oh, did we ever drop! At any moment, visitors might be spooked by a spectacular visual sequence or plunged without warning still further down that elevator shaft. Finally, our adventure survived. We wobbled triumphantly out through the hotel's gift shop, wearing our new I Took the Dare stickers. As we passed the guests waiting in line for their own plunge, we noticed their uneasy glances at the tower above and wondered if we had time for just one more trip through the haunted grounds of the Hollywood Tower Hotel. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.